We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Really excited to talk to Mike Florio. Brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert, pro football talk. Mike, do you think the Steelers are trading for Brandon Ayuk?
I believe that there was interest a couple of months ago. I don't know where that stands now. Everyone's gotten quiet. And when John Lynch, the GM of the 49ers, was asked recently, does he think Ayuk's going to be traded this week? He said, I wouldn't anticipate it, which doesn't close the door on it. If it's going to happen, it's likely to happen when the pick that the 49ers would be acquiring from the Steelers is on the clock. You don't want to get that pick early. You don't want to get leapfrogged by some smartass who thinks they're going to guess who the 49ers would take with that pick. I don't know that he gets the 20th pick from the Steelers if it happens. There's talk that the 49ers want a first rounder, but the teams want to give a second rounder. But it's possible at this point. It's still possible. There was definitely interest at a time when the 49ers didn't want to talk. I think more recently they're willing to talk, if only to let Ayuk's agent realize that the other offers out there financially for the player aren't significantly better than what the 49ers have put on the table.
Mike, realistically, how many teams do you think are interested in trading for Brandon Ayuk, playing, you know, seriously talking or having seriously talked in the past to the 49ers about this?
I've seen both the Steelers and Ravens mentioned in the past. The Bills, I think, would be foolish not to at least kick the tires on it. If you could swap out your 28th overall pick for Brandon Ayuk, that's a pretty good deal, but for the fact that you have to pay him. But think about it. Every first-round pick you use is the equivalent of trading a first-round pick for a player. Whoever the Steelers acquire with pick 20, you're trading a first-round pick for that player. So if you can get a player who's a proven commodity, there's value in that. The problem is the proven commodity wants to be paid. One of the attractive options now of the first round pick since 2011, when they changed the way they pay the new players, you get that guy for cheap for 3, 4, 5 years, and then you worry about paying him after that. That's the problem the 49ers have. So I would like to think that any team that needs a receiver has to at least be pondering the possibility of getting a receiver who is going to be a bird in the hand because he's proven he can play.
What do you make of the timing today of the Steelers clearing up all that cap space, Mike, with the Alex Highsmith restructuring? You think these two things are intertwined?
I don't think there's a lot of coincidences in professional football. They got better things to do right now with the draft a day away than worry about doing extensions and clearing up cap space. So, you know, yeah, there's a time to do it. We know how the Steelers are. It's got to get done before the start of the season. But it's happening the day before the draft. You know, it's not a coincidence the Bears are showing off their stadium plans and trying to get $2.3 billion from Chicago the day before they draft Caleb Williams. I just think when you're talking about draft week, there are no coincidences.
Mike, what about the idea, if it's not Ayuk, maybe a less sexy option, I guess, and less productive option and more affordable, though, in capital and what you owe him? What about Cortland Sutton being on the move and the Steelers being interested reuniting him with Russell Wilson from last year?
Hey, it seems like every Broncos game last year, Cortland Sutton was catching a touchdown. The guy has, you know, it's not like it's constant, constant, constant. He's dominating games. He's catching 10 for 250, but he always shows up with a big play. And he's that guy that Russell Wilson seemed to develop the sixth sense with. Spin here, spin there, roll out, throw the ball. Cortland Sutton goes and gets it. If that's something to pull off, then so be it. Because something's clearly going on there between the Broncos and Sutton. He hasn't been at offseason workouts. I know they're voluntary. But the guys who are all in, the guys who are fully committed to the cause, tend to be there. If there's an issue, that's when they stay away. So there's been enough smoke with that one. And you've got the familiarity with Russell Wilson. That's a plus. It's a guy who's proven he can play, and he's proven he can play with this quarterback.
Mike, what do you think are the odds that the Steelers would draft Michael Penix in this draft?
Well, look, they don't waste their time. And they brought him in for a visit. So if he's there at number 20, I think you at least consider it. You've got Russell Wilson and Justin Fields under contract for this year. And yes, I guess it's check the box news that they're not going to pick up the option on Justin Fields. They weren't going to pick up the option on Justin Fields. They're not going to guarantee him $25 million for 2025 when he hasn't even put on a Steelers helmet yet. So yeah, they got to have a plan for next year. And hey, Michael Penix could be the plan for next year, but that would change everything. But I think the Steelers see, number one, real value there if he's available at 20. So number two, they want to do their homework on him. The other twist too, and this sometimes, I don't know, sometimes teams outthink themselves with this. Maybe they see that as a spot to trade the pick to get Michael Penix to someone else. And some teams like to really know the player so they can properly value the pick, because at that point, you're not trading for the pick, you're trading for the player.
Mike, in general, with the Steelers and the draft, and specifically their needs, we know center and tackle. Do you get the sense from anyone you talk to that they are leaning in one direction or another there right now at 20?
I think they'd really like to get a center. Now, I don't know whether that's round one, round two, round three, but I think they really want to get a center. You know, it used to be left tackle. Ooh, left tackle. And then it was, oh, left tackle and right tackle. I think now the smart teams realize you got to have a wall of competent blockers, because defenses are going to figure out where that weakness is, and they're going to put their best guy right at it. And if you have a weakness in the center of your line and you have the center getting thrown literally into the quarterback's legs, that's a problem. So I think they really want to come out of this with a center, and it could be round one, it could be round two, but that's a priority for the Steelers. I firmly believe that.
Mike, you mentioned the Fields decision. You're right. That was fait accompli. He was not going to get his option picked up. We were talking before we brought you on. What do you think are the odds the Steelers and Fields come to like a Jordan Love type pact where it's a one-year extension that pays him around $13 million? Who would have reason to not make that deal?
Well, see, this is where the Steelers' rule about we don't do deals during the season can blow up in their face, because they might see enough from Fields during the season to say, maybe it's smart to put some money on the table and extend this guy, and he's our guy for next year. But if they follow their rule, they won't do it. I think doing it now, when Russell Wilson is in pole position to be the starter, that's what Mike Tomlin said in late March. Now, pole position isn't nearly as strong as he's the guy. So there's an opportunity there for Justin Fields. But if they would give Fields a Jordan Love type contract, I think Fields would suddenly be in pole position. So it's something that would have to emanate, let's say, before week one. If he wins the job going into week one, then maybe that's something you try to do if you're the Steelers. From Fields' perspective, though, if he wins the job before week one, maybe he says, I'll take my chances. Because Jordan Love, in hindsight, shouldn't have done that deal. He should have just played it out and seen what happened come 2025.
Mike, before we let you run, your mock draft, every year you do one, it's your favorite thing to do all season.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait.
You grind on this thing to get it just right for probably months.
So who do you have the Steelers taking at 20?
Graham Barton, the interior offensive lineman from – Duke. Yep. Now, I don't do it, but I have people who, if they're instantly recognizable names, if I would tell you who they are, you'd say, oh boy, these guys actually know what they're doing, but I can't do it because they like to do it discreetly. But the whole thing is just to frame discussion. And I say, you can frame discussion without having some artificial tool to frame discussion. There's plenty to talk about. Come on.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. We'll talk about the draft picks next week, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.